What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. It's now 7:03. We have some sunshine, a few clouds this morning, actually. 82 degrees, heat advisory through tonight at 7 o'clock. It's going to be hot, though, today. Our top story this morning, this is wild. First, they refused to come to work. Now she refuses to leave work. In Austin, Fort Worth Democrat Nicole Collier remains confined in the state capitol.
That's because she's refusing security conditions that have been set up by Republican leadership.
Republicans fear Democrats will again flee the state to once again delay a vote on the GOP's redistricting plan.
Am I free to leave?
That's not okay.
Well, then I am hostage then.
That was Collier being told if she didn't sign a promise note to return to the Capitol tomorrow and allow a DPS trooper to shadow her, she could not leave the state Capitol.
I will not agree to be in DPS custody. I'm not a criminal. I am exercising my right to resist and oppose the decisions of our government. So this is my form of protest.
The Fort Worth Democrat saying she won't sign away her dignity just for Republicans to be able to keep an eye on her. In essence, she'll remain under house arrest until the House reconvenes tomorrow. From the 24-hour news center, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And continuing our team coverage, KRLD's Chris Fox says the redistricting is moving through the legislature, but with some modifications now.
In somewhat of a surprise, the Texas House rolled out a new amended version of the state's congressional map, making changes to 12 districts from the maps rolled out earlier this month, the ones that led the Democrats to break quorum for 2 weeks. Filed by State Rep Todd Hunter, he explains why.
To make them more Republican.
To make them more Republican. So
that's
just...
right. Partisanship, political performance. Absolutely. They've been enhanced.
House Democratic Caucus Chair Gene Wu.
And I, again, object to the way that this process has been handled, hiding the maps, refusing to say who helped draw them.
The full House could vote on these new maps, House Bill 4, as early as Wednesday. In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly, live at the Milestone Plumbing, AC and Electric 24-hour breaking news center. Now, fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic, and weather 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD. We're following breaking news, a big media merger happening in the economy this morning, and our KRLD business analyst David Johnson has details.
Yeah, with some profound local implications, too. We first reported this as rumor a couple of weeks ago, but Nexstar Media, based here in Irving, is going to acquire all of the outstanding shares of Tegna for $6.2 billion in cash. Nexstar Media. Well, locally, it's Channel 33, but there are about 200 other TV stations spread across the country. You hear their reporters from News Nation. They own that. You hear them on KRLD. They own WGN in Chicago. They own the CW. They also own The Hill in Washington, D.C. So it's really a totally integrated company and a company that's grown by leaps and bounds in our own backyard. Tegna. Well, Tegna is the name that was redubbed from Belo Corporation and other elements, too. You know them as WFAA Channel 8 here, but also major TV stations and network affiliates in Austin, San Antonio, Houston. They really cover the state. There are a total of 64 stations. This $6.2 billion cash proposal would not be possible under old administrations, but the new one has changed the rules. And the sense is this will be the first test of the holding periods, and it could unite two local media giants. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Thank you so much, David. Tarrant County commissioners could make a big change today in the locations where people will vote this fall.
There's a proposal on today's agenda to reduce the number of polling places open on Election Day in November from 349 to 214. It would also reduce the number of early voting locations. Tarrant County Judge Tim O'Hare made a similar proposal last year, but it was rejected. Members of the group Sunrise Tarrant say the plan for fewer voting locations would be an attack on voting rights. Some members of the Fort Worth City Council have also expressed concerns about the proposal. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRL.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
Well, get this. Down in Houston, cops there are scrambling after a convicted felon was mistakenly released from the Harris County Jail. Deputies say 36-year-old Troy Douglas was supposed to begin a 7-year prison sentence, but he walked free because of a paperwork error. Now, it's not against the law for him to walk free because of a paperwork error, but it is against the law. It could be considered escape if he continues to stay on the run, knowing that he's supposed to be behind bars. North Texas hit the century mark again yesterday. Surprisingly, just the fourth 100-degree day this year. Still, the heat index is brutal, over 105 today. That advisory sticks around, the heat advisory does, through this evening. Democrat State Representative Nicole Collier from Fort Worth returned to the Texas Capitol Monday. Now she remains locked inside the Capitol because she wouldn't sign a permission slip to be under escort by the Texas Department of Public Safety.
Hear the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes, all day, on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Hi, this is David Rankin. When I get up in the morning, I rely on the 20-minute morning briefing to get all of the day's essentials. It's chock full of information with no commercials. And for a wrap on the news of the day, join Kristen Diaz and me this afternoon on the KRLD Afternoon News right here on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It is now 7:23 at News Radio 1080 KRLD. So we kick off our 20-minute morning briefing. I'm Joe Kelly on DFW's only all-news morning show.
It is 7:23 at KRLD. I'm John Little. Great to have you with us this morning. And the worst measles outbreak in 30 years is over. Texas officials say they haven't had a single case reported in the last 42 days.
State health data shows that the last related case in Texas was reported on July 1st. The virus sickened 762 people since late January. Nearly 100 were hospitalized and 2 children died. Cases jumped to other states and were linked to outbreaks in Canada and Mexico.
That's Lisa Dwyer. Meanwhile, with the outbreak over, some experts warn we're not out of the woods.
We have a very strong anti-vaccine movement in the state of Texas, and rather than going into retreat after our terrible measles epidemic, they seem to be doubling down.
Baylor's Dr. Peter Hotez says that historically measles cases pop up in the late winter and early spring. He'll be watching what will happen next March.
Good morning at 7:24, News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station at DFW for market and business updates. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Well, I think today is destined to be a little more exciting than yesterday. Yesterday, we could have phoned it in. Some of the lightest trading volume we've seen in a long time and a mixed market. We sat back and watched the negotiations play out in the White House. We still don't have a resolution, so we're affected by that. Now we sort of focus on some of the retail numbers that are coming in on earnings. And then, of course, Friday, we're still focused on that big Jackson Hole conference and the speech, the pivotal speech, Friday morning by Jay Powell, the chairman of the Fed. Housing starts and building permits come out today. But in advance of that, the S&P average looks flat. NASDAQ looks down 25, but the Dow Industrials average looks up 68. And most of that is coming from one stock, Home Depot, out with their earnings. The earnings were actually a little below expectations, but they said there's a nice trend developing in same-store sales. Increased July over June and drastically increased in August over July to up 3.3%. They also were keeping all of their guidance. So that stock, that Dow stock, is beginning to rally. We're going to watch a couple of local companies. companies or companies with local implications trading today. Nexstar Media did finally confirm what we've been reporting as rumor for a couple of weeks, and that is they are making an effort to buy out Tegna. Now, Nexstar is 200 television stations spread across the country, including the CW here, CW 33, but they have just grown by leaps and bounds. Tegna, we used to know part of that as Belo Broadcasting because they own Channel 8 here in Dallas, but they also own major TV stations in Austin and Houston and most of the other cities around the state. That is a total of, looks like 64 stations for them. The total value of that deal, if you throw in the debt, is $6.2 billion. It's got an uphill battle probably because of the regulators, but we'll watch. Crude's down 61 cents, $62.09. Gold's up $4.50, $33.82.50. And the 10-year rate down to 4.32%. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
727 on the KRLD Morning News.
Rangers couldn't cash in on enough chances in Kansas City, dropping their opener to the Orioles 4-3 last night, collecting 11 hits, 10 of them singles, but going 2-for-8 with runners in scoring position.
It's another tough one-run loss. We did fight back to make it a one-run game and had a great situation there, just needed one more hit. We couldn't get it.
Manager Bruce Bochy watched Jack Leiter take the loss, giving up three runs in three and two-thirds. Series continues tonight in Kansas City.
It's been one of the most anticipated sports docuseries of the year, and now you can finally watch it. America's Team, The Gambler and His Cowboys. Was that dramatic enough?
It was. That was good.
It was very dramatic.
It's streaming on Netflix, by the way, with the first episode available today. The series explores the Cowboys' 1990s dynasty. Oh, man, that was the best time.
It was.
You know, I've had a hard time explaining to my wife, who was born and raised in Florida, why the Dallas Cowboys are America's team. She's like, I don't get it. I don't understand. I'm like, yeah, you had to have been here like 20, 30 years ago.
You had to be there.
Yeah.
That's
had
right.
Had to be there. It's like a good joke.
Yeah.
So this is going to be a good series because it features interviews with Jerry Jones, Jimmy Johnson, Barry Switzer, Troy Aikman, Emmitt Smith, Michael Irvin, and Deion Sanders.
We call those the good old days.
Yes, we do.
When we won days.
The All Local is updated three times a day for the latest news, weather, and traffic. Listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com. Download the Odyssey app or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.